Bushfires in New South Wales have claimed almost 20 homes near Dunedoo in the state's central west. Hundreds of people gathered in a sports club at the tiny hamlet of Coolah, where they were told about unprecedented stock losses. But the full extent of the loss to property remains unclear. Rural reporter Michael Kavanagh has spent the day in the region and joins us now from Dunedoo. Michael, what have you seen today?
Emily, everything from emotional farmers that have either chosen to leave their property or have left their partner and sons and daughters to work on the properties themselves and not being able to be in contact. So you've had people like that that are holding back their emotions and yet at the same time trying to help everyone else through to driving through areas which are just burnt out. And now the farmers are going through that terrible thing of loading up their trucks with dead stock.
And so what are authorities saying about how to manage that?
The actual getting onto the properties, that still is very much, if you've chosen to leave, you can't go back until the authorities say yes, you can. And there's also the danger of asbestos in these properties that have been destroyed. Then there's also going on to assess the livestock. The vets from the local land services have been going in today and going with a team where they work in pairs and make the assessment, then discuss with the property owner that this particular animal should be put down, shot, or be treated and hopefully pulled through. So all of these things are going through, and they're also still got this fire to worry about. 50,000 hectares that have been burnt. Admittedly, the temperature's much lower than it was over the weekend, and the winds have made it a bit easy. But there are people that, I was talking to one woman, very emotional about the fact that the fire could go up the ridge at the rear of her property. She said that she couldn't cope any longer, but her husband and her parents-in-law were on the property taking care. Another farmer, they were okay, but have been trying to be in contact with their sons at another property, not that far away, but it's that sign of uncertainty. And the town of Coolah today, the club was packed, and I could smell the smoke. You could see the smoke at one point. You could probably only see about 200-300 metres across the rooftops of this town. It had such an effect that, in fact, the school, which goes from kindergarten through to year 12, has been closed because a lot of the kids have been kept home by their parents anyway.
The Coolah Township is about 900 strong. So what have people been doing if they've left their properties?
They've all gathered at the sports club. And, in fact, the children that decided to stay, that had come to school and hadn't been kept home, they, along with their teachers, were pulled in and started making zucchini slices, quiches in the school kitchen, and they were taking them probably 100 or so metres across to the club where the firefighters, when they'd come in for a break, would eat. The farmers, they'd be eating. They'd be all on the phones talking to each other. There was one young girl that turned up to listen to the assessment by the fire service, the police, and the mayor of the Warrumbungles, and she turned up with a box because she would not leave her cat at home. She'd taken her pet cat because she thought there was just no way in the world that she could head down to the club and know that her pet cat was still possibly in some sort of danger.
At what point will people be able to check for themselves what state their properties have been left in and inspect the damage?
This is very much a case by case. There are some roads that are still blocked off that you can't get through from Dunedoo to Coolah. You've got to go around the back way. You go through that road where they are letting people, such as some media and authorities going through, it's just burnt out. And there are some places where the tin sheds are still standing and yet the homestead's been burnt or it's been razed totally or there's stock still around but one house has remained standing. It's very much that case by case when they decide that the danger of the fire and Coolah itself, people said, why isn't Coolah been made an evacuation centre like other places such as Mudgee? And they're saying because we're still not sure about Coolah and the fight. They didn't want to have people concentrated in that one area.
Michael Kavanagh, thank you.